USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Consumer sentiment is slightly higher this month. The University of Michigan's early reading for October edged up another point after hitting its all-time low in June. However, more Americans remain gloomy when it comes to the outlook for inflation. Speaking in London on Friday, UK Prime Minister Liz Truss speaks about replacing the country's finance minister after his plan to cut taxes sent their currency plummeting in value. Nevertheless, Prime Minister Truss says the mission remains the same.
My priority is making sure we deliver the economic stability that our country needs.
Climate activists went after a famous painting at the National Gallery in London.
Climate activists have resorted to attempted violence to advance their narrative. Video footage shows two people in Stop Oil t-shirts opening tomato soup tins and throwing the contents on the masterpiece, Van Gogh's Sunflowers, at the National Gallery in London. The two then glued their hands to the wall. The Metropolitan Police said two people have been arrested. The gallery said the painting was covered by glass and therefore not damaged. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Homeowners associations can be a benefit, but according to some, they're ruining Halloween. A recent survey from Home Advisor shows people who live under HOAs have more negative things to say about them than positive. Two out of three homeowners say holiday decoration restrictions are too strict when it comes to getting into Halloween or Christmas spirit. Most of the people surveyed say they would rather live without an HOA, saying it causes them regular stress. Wall Street ends the week on a negative note. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 403 points to close at 29,634. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Florida communities are still recovering from the impact of Hurricane Ian, but some residents are having trouble getting the assistance they need to repair or rebuild their homes. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says residents may be getting denied because of a lack of information and shares how they can resolve it.
Just see what they're looking for. You can go to the DRCs. We've got a number of disaster recovery centers now up in Southwest Florida, actually throughout the affected counties, even beyond Southwest Florida. People can there. They can help you get through this process.
FEMA says it's put at least $270 million back into the pockets of Florida hurricane victims. The father of a Parkland, Florida school shooting victim says the gunman avoiding the death sentence is beyond him.
I thought I was prepared to hear anything yesterday, but I think that may well have been because I expected to hear the death sentence.
Fred Gutenberg said after the trial, constantly for the past 3 months, he can't believe a juror who heard the testimony wouldn't decide the death penalty was appropriate. Russian plans to finish its repairs to the Crimea Bridge by July of next year. A decree published on the Russian government's portal says the country appointed a company as the sole contractor for the bridge's restoration. The bridge was damaged by an explosion last weekend, which Russia blames on Ukraine. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.